Jason, would you pray for us, please? Amen. And on the promises. I'm glad they're unchanging. I'm glad there's not a word that's changed. The promises remain. Now, what book are we in?
Second Peter.
Be right, Second Peter. We're in the first four verses. That's what we've been looking at. Let's go back there again. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And verse 4 is where we quit last week, and we'll be on it the rest of today, I hope, good Lord willing. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. And don't miss the part that it's unto us. This is Brother Jason called it his lesson. We're going to read about 50 verses here, and it'll be his lesson. Now, if I say something, you don't have to believe it. It's probably not true anyway. I'm probably horse trading or something. But if we're reading it, man, not only do you got to believe it, you get to believe it. You get to believe it. Whereby are given unto us. Now, it's unto us, and don't forget it's given. Now, who's giving them, brother? Somebody had to give them. Well, back up in verse 1, it's God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 2, it's God and Jesus, our Lord. That's who's giving. We're the receivers. It's unto us. And it's promises, but it's not regular old promises. It's exceeding great promises, and it's precious promises that we're going to be looking at. That by these, that's the promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature. It's going to help us to be more godly, more like God, more divine. The promises are. That's why He gave them to us. That's why He gave them to us. Look right on down here also who's writing them down. Look down in verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Peter's writing this down there. He saw it with his own peepers, with his own eyeballs, and he's writing down what he saw. And he's not the only one. Look down in verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So open your reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies. And they came from God, not from man. Go ahead and open them up. Do you rely on them? Do you trust them? I want you to notice something about that that first page we had last week. If you don't have it, it's okay. We had, I don't know, about 20 some categories here, and every one of them was four. It was four answered prayer, four blessings, four cleansing, four comfort, four deliverance. And today, if you notice on your handout there, the first one at the top is four wisdom. But now all the rest of those promises on this page are two. They're to a certain group, like to believers, to children, to overcomers. And I just want you to notice that difference. Let's look at this one about there's five promises. There's at least five promises. I keep finding more. You'll probably find more. I'm not talking about verses about wisdom. These are promises to us about wisdom. I'm sorry, they're not promises. They're exceeding great and precious promises. And they came from God, and they're to us. They're to you. You can fill your name in the blank. Let's look at a couple of them. Luke 21:15. It's a promise for wisdom. Luke 20, anybody need any? Oh, man, I need gobs of it.
I'm running far ahead of it.
Yeah. Luke 21:15. Well, here's a promise for you. Here's a promise for you. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Well, that sounds good. What's gainsay, Brother Rick? Well, we just recently learned this. If you put an A in front of that, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, against, your enemies will not be able to be against it or resist what you say. Verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to go against or gainsay and nor resist. That's a pretty good deal right there.
Right.
That's a pretty good deal. I didn't really know that. I think it's going to help me somewhere. James 1:5. Is that a true promise? Can I rely on it?
Sure.
James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, here we go. Let him ask of God. No use asking me. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. He wants me to know. He hides things in here, but he wants me to dig them out, to go mining, to go digging and dig them out. He wants me to know. He hides them because it's fun digging them out. It's fun digging them out. If you lack wisdom, ask him. There's at least 12 promises to the afflicted. Just mark down about three of them here. John 16. We have sick and afflicted all around us. John 16:21. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow. Just Kinsey last week. Because her hour's come. But as soon as... Hey, as soon as this thing's over with, we're going to be glad.
Yeah.
Might as well go ahead and start being glad now. Might as well go ahead and start being happy now. Hey, we're going through. We might as well just enjoy the trip. Might as well. As soon as she's delivered of a child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. 2 Corinthians 4:17. This has come up a lot lately. And we don't understand it all right now. But anyway, 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction. Boy, if I get a hangnail, it's not light. I mean, when it's my finger, it's not light. I mean, I want Kim to nurse and baby me and carry me ginger ale or something. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Hey, I'm not going to be here very long. Worketh for us. Are you kidding me? For us? For a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's going to be good then. I think it's good now, but it's going to be good then. Revelation 21:4. Just talking about some promises to the afflicted. Maybe you're afflicted this morning. Maybe somebody on the live stream's afflicted this morning because you're not here. That's why you're not here. Revelation 21:4. Is the future looks bright. That's what Brother Dennis always said. The future looks bright. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Does that all still mean all?
Yes.
And there shall be no more death, no funeral homes, no undertakers, neither sorrow, no chemo, no hospitals, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. No more. There's no more. No more past. There's at least 23 promises to believers. Any believers in here?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Romans 1. Romans 1. 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that Jesus died and was buried and rose again. For it is the power of God unto salvation. That's how you get in. That's how you get saved. To everyone that believeth. Any believers in here this morning?
Yes.
The gospel is the power of God. Mark 9:23. It's for believers. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Just some promises, exceeding great and precious promises unto you that believe, and they came from God. How about Mark 11:24? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. Sometimes I just say words. I don't always believe when I'm praying. I need to believe when I pray. need to believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Just some promises to believers. Here's some promises to children. There's at least eight. I wrote down one, Psalm 27:10. Any children in here?
No?
No? Yeah? I think we all are, Sister. I hope we all are. Yeah. Yeah. Psalm 27:10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. My heavenly Father is going to take care of me. Children of the King. There's at least seven promises to the broken. If you're not broken, you have been or you will be. Psalm 34 to the broken. Seems like everybody gets their turn. Psalm 34, 18. The Lord is nigh, that's near, unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. I think contrite is also broken. Psalm 51, 17. That's when He comes in close to you, when you're broken, when you don't know what to do. Psalm 51, 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise. And then the next one's in Isaiah 66. That just reminds me of our memory verse. Where's our memory verse? Isaiah 65, 24. What's it say? Everyone, Isaiah 65, 24, and it shall come to pass. Good, again. That's great. Now, we're supposed to be, I got you off track there. We're supposed to be on 66, too. We're talking about promises to the broken. 66, 2. For all these things hath my hand made, and all these things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. What word are you talking about, Brother Rick? I'm talking about the one that not one word has changed, that the promises remain. That we know, that we know, that we know it's the Word of God. That's the one we're talking about. That's who He comes in and talks. There's at least six exceeding great and precious promises to the humble. And one of them is right here in Psalm 138, 6. They're to you, and they came from God. You can't get them anywhere else. You can't get this anywhere else. And it's real personal. It's to you. It's to you. Yeah, it's to me, but it's to you. So, though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. There's at least eight promises to the liberal. Now, normally we think liberal's not good, but let's see. Psalm 41:1. There's a time. Psalm 41:1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Liberal giver is what we're talking about. A liberal giver. The Lord's for that. If Brother Rick would be a liberal giver. Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. This is an exceeding great and precious promise to the liberal. It came from God and is to us. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. And then chapter 11, verse 25. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. There's at least seven promises to the meek. What is the meek anyhow? Sometimes that's not always clear. What I've read is it's those that look at all things as coming from God. Meek. I look at it as the flat tire come from God and the full tank of gas that came from God. I need both. I need both. Meek looks at all, excuse me, all things as coming from God. Psalm 22:26. Psalm 22:26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. Bologna came from God. Steak came from God. The peanut butter came from God. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. The meek. Psalm 149, verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Well, I know for a fact salvation comes from Him. It didn't come from me. There's at least 10 exceeding great and precious promises that came from God to you about being merciful. And that F-U-L on merciful, that means full. So, that means full of mercy. Full of mercy. Proverbs 11:17. Man, too many times I want to say, hey, hang by the neck till dead. Kill them, shoot them. They don't deserve nothing. Proverbs 17:11. The merciful man doeth good to his soul. That's his own soul. But he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Well, no wonder I got so many problems. Luke 6:38. I'm not full of mercy. Luke 6:48. Merciful, full of mercy. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation. 38, I'm sorry, I'm on 48. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. On Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Merciful. Boy, if Brother Rick was full of mercy, it's going to come out good for him. Here's one. There's at least 10 exceeding great and precious promises to the obedient. Now, we hear a lot of talk on that, so I tried not to emphasize it, but I couldn't get away from these. There's about half of them right here. Exodus 20, verse 6. It's just plain and simple. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, you know that keep also means hold on to. So that might not really be obedient right there. It can be. I'm not against obedience. But 23, Exodus 23:22. And if thou shalt indeed obey His voice. Oh boy, I keep running into that. And I love it. I like His voice. I need to obey it. But if thou shalt indeed obey His voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Deuteronomy 11. Starting in 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Luke 11:28. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And John 14:23, that's to be blessed. It's not to go to heaven, that's to be blessed. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we, Father and Son, will come unto him and make our abode with him. There's at least 10 promises to the overcomer. I'm sorry. Exceeding great and precious promises. What makes them exceeding great and precious is they came from God. Then what also makes them exceeding great and precious is they're to us. They're to you. They're to me. Now, these first couple of verses are just a definition. I want to make sure we understand. 1 John 5:1. When I got saved, there was a lot of talk. That was a long time ago, ages and ages ago, eons and eons ago, way back in another dispensation. They used to talk a lot about ye must be born again. And it was Greek to me. I didn't understand that. And one day after I got saved, I was reading along about going home, and I found this verse right here. 5:1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. I said, oh, that's it right there. That's born again. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Any believers in here? Yeah. And then it tells me a little more now, the definition of an overcomer down in verse 5. Same chapter. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Anybody in here like that? Anybody believe that Jesus is the Son of God? That's the definition for an overcomer. Now let's look at some of the exceeding great and precious promises to the overcomers. They're in Revelation 2 and 3. It says seven churches, so we've got seven promises for that. And it starts in chapter 2, verse 7. Here's what overcomers get in on. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Don't miss the part. You're going to be in paradise. Overcomers are going to be in paradise. Then they're going to be eating of the tree of life. I don't know if that's like a pear, a banana, a peach. It's going to be good, is all I can tell you. 2:11. This is to overcomers. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. We're talking about those that believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Those are overcomers. And then 2:17. Some of you have been in this lesson before and know about this. He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna. I've always wanted to eat some manna. It's got to be good. I just get honey in my mind. I don't know. Everybody doesn't like honey. Honey bread. Honey bread. And we'll give him a white stone. You won't get blackballed. And in the stone, a new name written which no man knoweth, saveth he that receiveth it. And then 2:26, this is to overcomers. Exceeding great and precious promises to overcomers. That's the ones that believe Jesus is the Son of God. And it came from God and to us. He that overcometh and keepeth my works. Uh-oh, changed from words to works here. Keepeth my works unto the end. To him will I give power over the nations. Chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Hey, we'll get a new robe. It's tailor-made. Mine just fits me, and yours just fits you. It's special. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his saints. Just some promises to the overcomers. Verse 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. I've never been a pillar before. And he shall go no more out. We're not going to leave. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. God has a pet name for you. He has a pet name. Eden had a way out, no way in. Heaven has a way in and no way out. If you don't want to go, don't get saved. Verse 21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in the throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. If that's not enough for you, try chapter 21, verse 7. Reading the last will and testament. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God, and he'll be my son. A pretty good deal. Just some promises to overcomers from God, exceeding great and precious promises to us. There's at least 8 promises to the penitent. What's that, Brother Rick? That's those that repent. Joel 2. It's in there somewhere. Joel 2. Hey, I might have to look on the board. Joel 2. Verses, your paper says 13. Let's start in 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, the big Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. That's repent. And with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger. That means full of mercy. And of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. There's at least 11 exceeding great and precious promises to the poor. Psalm 109, verse 31. I'm glad we can stand on the promises.
Yeah.
I'm glad they remain. I'm glad not one word has changed. Psalm 109, verse 31. This is to the poor. Here in America, I don't know if any of us can hook up with. I was just thinking about this. Anybody ride the vehicle you rode today? Now, I know we all got 3 or 4 or 5 of them. But the vehicle you rode here today, did anyone ride in a vehicle that has crank-up windows? I didn't think so. Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, a couple of them. Okay. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor. Probably these 3 or 4 over here. To save him from those that condemn his soul. Just some promises to the poor. How about to the prayerful? You know that's going to mean full of prayer. How about that right there? Luke 11:9. Luke 11:9 promises to the prayerful. Actually, it's exceeding great and precious promises to those that's full of prayer. They came from God, and they're to you. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. John 15:7 is one more of them. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There's at least 10 exceeding great and precious promises that came from God to you, to the righteous. Let me say it that way, to the righteous. Psalm 34:15. And you know that's going to be those that's been made righteous, right? Psalm 34:15. Eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Everybody knows this one. It's 37:25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. But it's so common, sometimes we just pass over. It's still true. Not one word has changed. The promise still remains. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to quit taking care of you today. He's not going to quit now. He's got you here. He got you this far. He's not going to quit, Brother Caleb. He's not going to do it. How about to saints? There's at least 8 promises to saints, exceeding great and precious promises. Right here in 37, verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Wonder what that means in the Greek. secure, you reckon? Eternally secure forever? That's for saints now. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. By the way, all there is saints and sinners. Sons and sinners, that's all there is. There's just two categories. There's only two paths this morning. There's not three paths. There's only two. This is to the saints, Psalm 97:10. He that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. I wonder what that means. I'm having trouble understanding my Bible. Can you tell me what in the world does that mean? Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. There's at least enough more that we can't get it all in today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down in Jesus' name. Thank you that the promises remain and not one word has changed. I thank you they're to me. I thank you they're to us. I thank you they're from you. In Jesus' name, amen.